part of the reason why I created the free Wi-Fi was because of when the construction starts. When the construction starts, there'll be a downturn in business. So in order to be one step ahead, you've got to think outside the box. Building the website, building the portal, is another way of everybody standing out slightly differently than the rest. So hence drawing more business, more potential business. Because let's face it, when you rip up streets, the chance of revenue going down is there, because you're not going to have the accessibility that you would have normally. Like really, you know, I'm planning for future development always. You know, yeah, it's tough being down here. Business isn't what it would be if I was located outside the core because of what I do. You know, let's face it, over the last 10 years, the political drive has not been to enhance the downtown. It's been to bring businesses and industry into town in other areas of town. So it's not been the main focus. You know, if it was the main focus when they did that last upgrade in the 80s, they would have addressed the issues that they're having to address today, you know, with the infrastructure.
So what do you think the city could be doing that could help downtown a little bit more?
Actually, you know what? They're finally starting to.
Yeah?
You know, with the big momentum, with the revitalize and rebuild, you know, get that project off the ground, get it going.
So you still like the project?
Oh, yes.
Despite the fact that the construction might interrupt business a little bit.
Well, you've got to do it. Mm. You know, it's at the point where if you don't do it, you're not going to get private investors coming in to do projects because the services aren't there to support it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you have the services to support growth, you've got something that's stagnant. It'll never grow beyond its current capacity without it.